Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697, gets a pair of tickets to see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls June 15th at the Shoreline Amphitheater. Tickets go on sale tomorrow, November 16th at livenation.com. And you can listen to Jane today at 4:05 for another chance to win. If you're caller number 9 right now, though, you got it. 800-400-3697. Tickets to see Train and the Goo Goo Dolls.
I'm going
to
do it.
You should do it.
Listen to Jane. No, I'm going to listen to Jane later.
Yes, that's another place to win.
Right.
This part of the show is brought to you by Carlson Subaru in Redwood City, home to Real Deals for over 30 years and the Fall into Savings event now. That's Carlson Subaru. CarlsonSubaru.com. Where's my .com, man? .com.
Can I just say something?
Yeah, of course. This is what we do on this show.
I'm so sorry. I forgot your name.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Daly.
Aaron. Do you like to get married?
Come here, Aaron.
Aaron.
That is the best.
Did I like to get married?
Do you like marriage? Is it fun for you? I mean, would you like to marry our human? He's
available.
He's available.
We really need him to marry you.
And we would
married.
You to be
she's
in
already
part.
Married.
He already proposed.
Oh, great.
Congratulations. Good job,
it's
human.
On my birthday.
She said
nice
yes.
Cool.
Oh.
Good job.
Surprise, everyone!
Welcome
congratulations
to the family,
Aaron!
The
we love you!
Please cook for us more.
That's the best thing I've ever eaten.
That might be the best thing I've ever eaten. Like, Human goes yesterday or the day before, hey, on my birthday, my friend Aaron, she's a world-class chef, she'll be making us breakfast sandwiches. And we're all like, oh, great, that sounds good.
Tell them what that was that they just ate real
Hold fast. On, though. And then we get this alleged breakfast sandwich. It's like more like breakfast manna from heaven. It was like a fresh, homemade, everything's organic, by the way. it's like a fresh biscuit with like a perfectly fried egg, fried nice and hard. Like, was that Swiss cheese? What kind of cheese was that?
It was a sharp cheddar.
Oh, a sharp cheddar, some bacon. And like little bits of green stuff.
Micro kale.
Micro kale.
You gotta always add something healthy.
Micro kale.
The biscuit
was so good.
Oh my God.
She made that from scratch.
It was juicy and
oh, that wasn't microwave.
Delicious.
Frozen food?
No.
That wasn't Jimmy Dean's?
All right. I think let's ding ding shame her. Where can people go eat your food?
What's your website?
It's Daily Provisions.
Daily
provisions.com.
Nice.
Well, she's in the family now.
Yes.
Human, great choice. Yay. We're so happy for you.
You come back tomorrow with a Thanksgiving dinner for us, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
I'm happily married, but I have lots of friends, and I'm already working my magic.
She ignored the thing where I said she was going to bring us food
right.
tomorrow. I don't like that.
Back anytime.
I'm so sad.
We'd like homemade ice cream. We like anything homemade.
Are there any chinks in the armor, you know, in your marriage?
No, there haven't.
Are there any possibilities?
Are you having any troubles?
Can you tell us there's a chance?
She's a super hot commodity. So like, if anything chance. Should ever happen, there's like 100 guys waiting to date Aaron.
Oh, my God. That is so sweet.
I'm 101.
I'm happily married. I'm all good right now.
How long has that been going on?
It'll be 6 years in January.
Oh, it's been, please, early days. We can break them up.
Blink if you want out.
Stop. She blinked.
She blinked.
She blinked.
Yes, blink. Human.
Oh, my God.
Daily provisions. Oh, man. Dude, have more birthdays.
All right.
I'll be here next year.
Right. We got to wait a year? I don't like that. My birthday's, when's my birthday? Monday. Oh, we're not on a Monday. Tomorrow, then. Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, celebrity trash time. Here we go.
Yep.
This is, we've been getting some Game of Thrones news, which is nice. We heard a lot of stuff yesterday about, you know, April is the month. We don't have a hard start date. But usually it was a Sunday night thing, right? So some Sunday in April, we'll start to see this final season. It's been forever. This story is about how, you know, since season one, there have been Vegas odds on who will win the Game of Thrones. Obviously, now as we go into the final season, yes, Vinny, your hand is up.
Is Winter the most highly predicted winner of
Winter
the
is on the
war?
List.
It's got to be.
Yes, Winter's on the list. And actually, there's some, and I have some theories
handsome,
here,
frozen,
too.
Frozen, blue-eyed
He's
devil.
Not all that handsome.
Where is he? He was usually right there on top of Yuzi's counter.
Oh, yeah, he's gone.
Oh,
who stole our blue devil?
Where's
our blue-eyed devil?
The Night King.
I believe I was the one that moved it, but where did I move it to? It was getting in the way because of me seeing Sarah.
Oh, yeah, she's got to see me. I mean,
oh,
we got to be able
to. What happened to it?
Oh, no.
I don't like that.
I don't know. Someone...
That was like our show mascot, the Night King.
Anyway,
it's so funny that I didn't even notice today that it wasn't there. It's there every day.
I'll lay money down that it's him.
Well, you can.
What are you looking for?
The White Walker.
Oh, dude. He's in the. No, he's.
I don't
in the
quite
corner,
understand
right,
how all the odds are laid.
You see it there.
No, so I'm not going to give. They're doing like, and sometimes they'll say it's like, you know, 100-1 or whatever. Rather. These are like plus 130, plus 500. I don't. Do you understand how all that works?
No, no one's good at math.
So it doesn't matter. I have them ranked and who they think is going to find in the end win the Game of Thrones. And there is a major shift.
We got it. Here you go.
Oh, there. Oh, thank God.
Thank you.
Thank God, our Night King is back. He's half ice.
Yeah, he's scary.
Just like a torso coming out of a block of what I guess is ice. Resin ice.
Okay, so if you have a plus 200, that would mean that you would make a profit of 200 if you bet 100.
100 or 1?
100.
No, 100. Okay, yeah. So you're saying if I had a plus 130,
then you'd win.
I would win basically $30.
I don't know when, what you just
if
said.
If I bet 100.
What did you just say?
If I bet I put 100 out there and I get 130 back.
No, you'd win 130.
So I'd get $230
yes,
back.
Exactly.
If I put my money in, I'd come back and I'd have now
correct.
An extra 130.
Yes, that is correct.
I'm bad enough at math
yes,
without you screwing me
totally
up.
That totally makes sense. Because I have to reread that. It says that if it was plus 200, it'd mean that you would make a profit of 200, which means if it was 130, you'd make a profit of 130. You put 100 down. Right?
Okay, so this is on a $100 bet. If it's a plus 130, I make $130.
Correct.
Got it.
Profit.
Not 13 or 30, whatever.
Right.
So the odds have shifted, though. Like the person, I don't even think you guys could guess who they have as the person that Vegas thinks is going to win the Game of Thrones.
All right. Do we just get one guess, or how's this work?
No,
we just keep guessing. I'm gonna say Sansa.
Sansa is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh place is what Vegas says for her.
All right, where's Daenerys?
$100 bet returns $1,400.
Where's Daenerys?
Daenerys is third. $100 bet gets you $600.
What about, what's Peter Dinklage's character?
Tyrion Lannister.
Yeah,
they've got him actually ahead of Sansa, but he's sixth place to win, $1,200.
Oh, then it must be, how about Arya?
Arya is fifth place to win, $1,000.
How about,
go ahead.
How about Gilly or Sam?
Sam is on here. He's in, let's see. That's 6,
he's not
7,
on
8,
there,
9.
Is he?
He's Sam. Ninth place.
Who's the guy without, who's been in the wheelchair the whole time?
Oh.
Bran. Bran is currently
number one
to win.
Of course.
And the reason they're saying is because the ultimate battle is going to be between him and the Night King.
Mm.
That they are representatives of religion dark and religion light, and that they will ultimately, the battle that they do will be the most important battle.
What did I just win? Did I get $5?
You got $130.
All right!
If you placed a $100 bet in Vegas. And that's only if that's how it works out. But that's where I think some of. So they've got Cersei at $2,500. Jamie Lannister's at $4,000. I don't even think either of them is going to make it to the end. They've got everyone on here. The Hound.
Can I?
Gilly, $10,000. He's a $10,000 win.
Oh, everyone, Gilly. That's Sam's girlfriend.
Brienne of Tarth is also $10,000. Jorah Mormont's $10,000. Bronn.
Where's Khaleesi then?
Khaleesi is third place. Daenerys. Yeah, $600. Jon Snow's who they have in second place.
Can we just point out the obvious?
What is it?
One guy's in a wheelchair and can barely move. The other guy's the Night King.
He's a warg, though. He's able to put himself in. Like, here's my guess.
Here we go.
He is going to take over a dragon. He's going to go into the dragon's mind, control the dragon.
And then what?
And kill the zombie dragon and win the war.
Or why not just take over the Night King?
Oh, maybe he'll. Maybe he will. Right. Well, and that's another of the theories. Listen to this. Someone is saying one of the prevailing theories is that the Night King and Bran are one and the same.
Yeah.
Halves of a whole.
I read that before.
Oh. And that his ability to warg either has him become the Night King at times, or that he will travel back in time to become the Night King in some kind of lost timeline thing. Because that is actually can be confusing when they do these flashbacks through Bran looking through the eyes of these freaking trees.
Yeah. You know,
the Godswood trees or whatever the hell they're called. And then the other theory is pitting them against each other, Bran and the Night King, as representations of religion, good and evil, essentially. And that they will clash in the final battle for Westeros, which will be bigger than any Starks, Lannisters, Targaryens, or dragons. And they're talking about, everyone seems to think that theory is pretty legitimate, and that George R.R. Martin will drop some kind of twist on us.
Like what?
So,
I can't wait for the three episodes that aren't pushes.
Stop it. It's all going to be totally valid.
Whatever. But, filler. Three fillers and three actual episodes.
Stop it. I hope the last episode is just like watching, you know, whoever the king or queen is in the end of the Game of Thrones, that they, you know how at the end of Lord of the Rings, it just kept going on. It's just they visited like every land and showed how everyone was putting their lives back together. I want that. I want that kind of closure.
But they won't they all be dead?
The ones that are alive. Maybe they'll show them burying the dead ones.
Uh-huh. Is Redbeard dead? Did he die in the last episode of last season? Oh, he's still alive?
Yeah, he's still alive.
No, he's still in hot pursuit of the tall chick.
Mm-hmm. Brienne of Tarth. What is his name? I wonder if he's in these odds somewhere.
Bless you.
Thank you.
Was that a sneeze?
God bless you.
Was it? Bless you.
I don't see him on here.
Redbeard?
Yeah, I can't think of his name. But anyway, they've ranked everybody. Actually, they have the Night King in fourth place. And then much further down the list, Cersei and Jaime. Davos Seaworth is actually, you can bet on him. Euron Greyjoy. Don't count on that. Varys. That would be great. The spider.
Tormund.
Tormund is not ranked in the Vegas odds for who will win the Game of Thrones. But in case you're just joining us, Vegas is saying Bran Stark wins the Game of Thrones. However, I think that as the new three-eyed raven, or whatever the hell he is, I don't think that he can sit on a throne. I think he's attached to that tree. So unless they move the kingdom to him. Like, isn't he part of that tree?
I don't know.
Wasn't he like, didn't he have roots growing out of him?
If anyone knows, it's you. You tell us.
I'm going to say he's part of the tree. And then he's probably not going to be able to do it.
Maybe you watched the entire series over again already?
No, I haven't. We have too many other shows to watch. So my guess, I personally, we should all make bets. I say it's going to be Jon Snow.
Yeah,
he is actually the rightful heir too.
Thought
as
we
son
were
of
just
Rhaegar.
Making bets.
Tell us the top five on the list again.
Top five are Bran,
yeah,
Jon Snow, Daenerys, the Night King, and Arya.
Oh, Arya is in the top five.
Well, if everybody else dies, it might fall to her.
Well, Arya dies because she's already put in her Instagram. She has bloody shoes, so we know she's out.
It could be her killing someone else.
Yeah, someone else's blood.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say Cersei.
No, okay. Cersei's going to get it. And my theory is Jaime Lannister is going to have to kill her.
She needs to die.
You can't have a character develop that much hate and not give the audience the satisfaction they crave, which is her dying.
Some awful
and it's got to be something.
It's got to be Jaime who kills her, the one that she loves most.
Oh, like while they're doing it, maybe?
He just cannot believe who she's become, and he's changed so much. Because we've watched that character arc.
I do love
pushing a child out of a window to
dragon eating. You know, like the dragon eats her.
Oh, that'd be good.
I wouldn't mind
a dragon
that.
Guy. That
okay, so wait,
Hooman,
are you really saying Cersei?
I'm saying either Cersei or the mountain.
You gotta say one or the other.
The mountain is a zombie.
He's not gonna be.
He's in love with.
He's not gonna be a king.
Okay, Cersei.
Yeah,
yes.
I'll say Cersei.
Okay, Sarah, what do you say?
I say Jon Snow.
Sarah, Jon Snow, Hooman, or rather, Vinny.
Winter.
Oh, come Jesus. On.
Winter, I say winter.
Okay, winter.
What you just said about Cersei, though, like, you know, the audience wanting the bad guy to lose, isn't that exactly, right? The same?
Yeah. That made a lot of sense. I'm with Brandon.
I ran out of bed. The music bed is 10 minutes and we
Is it really 10 minutes? Yeah, all right, who do you think is going to sit on the game?
I'm just going to go Khaleesi since you guys haven't chosen.
All right, Khaleesi. And what do you say, Yuzi?
I'm going to go I would love for Khaleesi to win, but I think that's obvious. I'm going to just go Tyrion.
Oh.
Just because I've seen him develop over the time.
I love him.
Yeah.
None of us picked number one in Vegas.
Or Aria.
Or Aria.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Aria.
Aria's kind of obvious. I would like her to win too, though. But I'm going to go
But
with
none of us picked Bran. But we all did pick someone different. That's very interesting.
Come on, sissy.
So you have that written down, Yuzi?
Yes, I
set
do.
Set that aside? All right.
Yes.
This is probably the only show that
in
we
all... In a year...
Well, I'm going to save it till...
this is the only show we all watch.
Next year.
We all watch.
Have we all watched Ozark?
No.
No.
Are you going to watch an episode this upcoming weekend?
No.
Not this weekend, but next weekend.
You guys are going to skip?
We have to because John and Deb aren't going to be here. They're flying to Florida. So
John and Deb.
Well, they're coming in.
They ruin everything.
Yeah. The Johns are going to be here. They're not ruining anything. I love it. John and Deb.
We saw you wink.
I did not wink. I love them.
Wink if you need to get out.
Yep.
Oh. What? Oh. Oh,
me?
Couldn't be.
Not me. 408 says, Alice973, math is the worst. Shut up.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah, look. That's why we're on the radio, because we're dummies.
Yeah.
This is the only job available to us. You only need half a brain, because the rest of us complete each other. It's great.
Hey. Yeah.
Let's see. I only have a minute left. I want something good. I'll tell you a couple things. Big Bang Theory and Young Sheldon are going to do a crossover.
Oh, what does that mean?
It looks
they're going to be on each other's shows.
They're going to be on each other's shows. It's either flash forwards or flashbacks.
Oh, man. I just love... Young Sheldon.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Adorable.
I know you love it. Gwyneth Paltrow is hinting that Goop may be headed to TV. I don't know what that'll look like.
Oh. Boo.
Oh, wouldn't she do?
Oh, my God. Gwyneth, everyone.
The Connors.
She's not the most likable person, but boy, she is good looking, isn't she?
She's beautiful.
And she's a good
actor.
She has
some work done.
She did not.
She did right
yes,
before her,
her eyes.
Wedding.
Get him the picture. Oh, the before
I
and
really
after her
like
eyes.
Her on Iron Man too. She's great.
She's great.
She's
Pepper
not
Potts.
A nice person.
She had like I don't know, maybe her eyelids something done.
Definitely.
There. She looks 15
great.
Years younger. Yeah. 20
good
years
for her.
Younger.
She looks amazing.
She looks great. It's not overdone.
Well, she's got the money to get the very best. She doesn't
sure.
have to go to Mexico on a medical tourism
oh,
vacation.
That poor girl.
Or a strip mall. In Dublin.
Right.
No offense,
nothing wrong with that, Dublin.
Oh, she looks great. Sorry, Dublin. That's the first thing I thought of. Sorry. I meant to say Vallejo. Vallejo. A strip mall in Vallejo.
I feel like that's a little much.
You think it's a little much? I think
she looks great.
I mean, it's definitely, you can tell she's had some
We've seen
pressures.
Worse.
We have. Yeah. Steve. Hello, Renee Zellweger.
Yeah.
Hello,
right.
hello! That chick that used to date Lara Flynn Boyle.
Oh, she got
the one who was with Jack Nicholson for a while there. That girl jacked herself.
Poor thing. Yes.
The Connors have dropped double digits in post midterm return.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Weirdly,
about
17%. I think it was the night we were sort of bitching about there not being anything on TV. The Connors was on, and we put that on for a second. And I really love Dan. But he's still dealing with the death of his wife from what I saw, and that was the sort of the thing.
Was he depressed?
He was like working in the garage, and the girls were trying to get him to talk to him, or to go to a support group, and he was like, I'm going to go ride my motorcycle. I don't know. Anyway.
That is my support group.
I just went to bed. Like, it's not.
Yep.
I don't care.
All right, what's coming up in the news, Vincent?
How many people has your mom slept with?
Oh, no one wants to know.
I want to know.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Less than half an hour away from your first chance today at Tickets and Turkeys. All week long, we've been taking winners. You get tickets to see Alice in Winterland, December 6th at the Masonic, One Republic, Leon Bridges, and Michael Fronte and Spearhead. Oh, sunshine. Plus a $100 Safeway gift card so you can pick up a turkey dinner and leave the cooking to Safeway. 9 o'clock is your first chance today.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought... Uh-oh, here it is. This Alice Report is... You all right?
I'm just hand signaling with Bryn.
Yeah, we're just doing sign language to each other.
A little bit of sign language. I got that taken care of at 9, Bryn.
I got you. Thank you.
Thank you for reminding me. But back to you, Vinny. Here we go.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by All Natural Stone in Burlingame, San Jose, Dublin, and their new location in
Berkeley!
Here's what's happening. By the way, unfortunately, I'm just filling space between now and 9:15 right. when the movie review
when we
happens.
For the week, right. The Johns are coming in to co-review.
We're going
to
peak soon enough. Hopefully you'll sit through this for that.
Yes. Thank you for putting up with us while you wait for Hooman.
Right.
We appreciate it.
Here's what's happening. I'd like to mention that Survivor last night was stellar.
Epic.
So good.
The producers on that show are great.
Thematically, whoever came up with that idea watched that episode or helped craft that episode and went, we got it.
For David and Goliath.
This one says everything that we were after.
Mm-hmm.
It's epic. So good. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. What else do I have? Let me see.
Listen, by the way, we talked about it in the Lost 30. We do a bunch of podcasts. One of them is the Lost 30. It's like the first 20 or 30 minutes of our show. And we talked about it extensively there if you're dying to hear the Survivor talk.
Let me mention this real quick. We still have rain in the forecast for next week, which is great. We need it.
But it keeps getting pushed back. And now,
seeing it, though, for Thanksgiving and beyond.
Hmm. Let's hope that sticks.
Yeah.
We need the rain.
Good. Thank you, Hooman. Let me see if I can find, without too much trouble, let me see Tahoe real quick.
Yeah, let's take a look.
Snow on Thanksgiving overnight.
Great.
Down to 22 degrees.
Great.
So,
what are the daily temps? What does it look like?
What does it warm up to, you mean, in Tahoe? 46?
Mm.
That's a little warm.
It is.
What do you want it to be?
Well, you want it to be under 40, ideally, but...
Mm-hmm. As a high.
Right, for the high. It will be under 40 for the low.
Right.
I'm sure.
Anyway, so the rain is still out there in the forecast. As you know, our friends and neighbors up north and to the south have been dealing with major catastrophe.
Would like to dump some rain on that.
Many of the missing in the deadly Northern California wildfire are elderly residents of Magalia. It's a forested town about 11,000 north of Paradise, which we know was gutted.
Mm-hmm.
That was just
so
destroyed.
There was obviously at least some damage done in this Magalia. What is it?
Magalia. Yeah, they're saying one of the other stories I don't have in front of me, they're saying they're going to be digging out from this for over a year.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Because the going is so slow,
mm-hmm.
and there are so many missing people. They still have 130 people unaccounted for. Mm.
So many people. It's just too many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they say also that with these big fires, next stop is rain, mm-hmm. and that's when the mudslides happen. There's
right.
nothing holding those hillsides
that's
together.
What happened last year, huh?
Yes, and people's, you know, whole communities were wiped out by that.
Right.
Oh, California.
Right. Mm. Saudi prosecutors seeking the death penalty for the Khashoggi murder. Apparently, they've decided who's responsible.
Have they?
A total of 11 people have been charged, the Saudi Public Prosecutor's Office has said. 5 people are facing capital punishment and were directly involved in ordering and executing this person, the writer.
I bet those people had nothing to do with it.
Well,
I was going to say, wait until one of them flips and says who really ordered
it. So the cover-up is on, right? Is
yes.
that what we think?
Yes.
That the prince is the one behind all of it? And that,
well, that's the suspicion. And if it gets back to him, I mean, are they going to put that guy to death?
The Saudi Public Prosecutor's Office added that former Saudi Deputy Intelligence Chief Ahmed Al-Asiri ordered the mission to force Khashoggi back to Saudi Arabia and formed a team of 15 people, and they got names here. They name names, and they're going to try and prosecute them. I feel like you're right that someone might talk, or maybe they have families in fear that they can't talk.
Right.
That's always the way, right?
I mean, yes.
You might have a whole song to sing, and all they have to do is show you your kid, and you go, nothing?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Go
right?
ahead.
Yeah.
Cut my head off.
So, there's
Nothing.
That.
Ugh.
So, your mom.
Oh, I love her. Hey, Mom.
I love her, too.
Oh, that's a coincidence.
There's a new study out of Ohio State University that looked at more than 7,000 mothers and their children and found an unexpected connection.
Oh, hotline.
The number of romantic partners you've had is probably right around the same number your mom had.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah?
My mom was a slut, too. Oh, our guest who made us the delicious egg sandwiches this morning, she's saying her and her mother have had the same amount of partners.
She's nodding.
Do you mean one?
Yes, one. Yeah, that's me and my mom as well. We both were virgins when we married, and we've only had the one.
Do you think your mom was dating a lot before she met your dad?
I know a lot of stories from my mom, and she's told me some stuff. And I don't think she wasn't in a touring band.
She wasn't prolific,
she was banging
like
groupies,
you.
But right. But she was definitely no prude.
Hmm.
Yeah. Like I can't even. I'll say my mom banged 18 people.
18.
I don't know, mom. I'm sure you're listening.
Oh,
send
yeah.
me your
have
numbers.
Her tell us.
Go ahead and lie and tell me your number.
No, tell us the real number. Write down all the names and send them in.
Do it, mom.
Do it, mom.
Ellie.
The researchers say it's probably because our mothers pass on relationship skills to us, which influences how many people we interact with.
Mm.
So, and the researchers didn't find any connection between a father's number of romantic partners and his kid's number.
No. Oh.
It's mom.
It's mother.
You think your mom was busy dating a lot before she met Tony?
No, not at all.
Oh.
The only reason she...
She's so pretty, though.
...was with... I know. But her parents were very strict, both ministers.
Oh.
But,
oh, my.
She married my dad to get out of the house.
Oh. Yeah, she was young, right?
Oh, the peoples are here.
Oh, the Johns.
Yeah, I think my mom was like 17.
Feed the Johns, you guys.
Oh, yeah.
We have a song to rehearse during the break, you guys.
Oh, you're singing too?
Well, we all have to sing on the chorus. There's like a whole...
All of us,
yeah.
Is this going to be at the beginning or the end of the movie review?
I think it's at the end of the movie review. Okay. Is that okay?
No, absolutely. Well, you know, I just wanted
Why
to know.
Why do you ask?
Because I have to make an intro if you guys are doing it in the beginning or the end. Depends.
Yeah,
oh,
no,
my.
No.
This
yeah.
is tough.
Okay,
I have a lot
worry.
Going on.
I don't know what's happening.
Okay. I'll talk to John about that.
The most creative parenting hacks include hiding vegetables in food, using bribes, and straight-up lies.
Yeah, all those
Here's
things,
some of
sure.
the stuff. Blending vegetables into other foods to get kids to eat them, like blending broccoli into ketchup or cauliflower into mac and cheese.
Yeah. Sure. Although, you know, anything you cook, you cook all the goodness right out of food anyway, you know. Like, I used to cut up carrots and stuff and put them in the spaghetti sauce or, you know, blend them up just to put stuff in their spinach and stuff. And I'm reading, like, if you cook it past a certain degree, like if it comes to a boil, forget it.
All the nutrients are gone.
How about?
Playing... I still felt better about it, though.
Playing the quiet game.
Oh, the quiet game. That is a thing.
First person to talk loses.
The kids don't care. They're ready to lose that game. That's a game they want to lose.
Bribing kids, like offering candy if you finish your vegetables. Calling all meats chicken.
Yes.
Didn't...
It's got to happen.
Were you
happen.
Doing that? Isla's eating beef, right, now? What were you doing with her?
It's just they don't have the ability to sort of...
Bacon.
Once they get, like, a yes, you get a yes on one meat, and you just go, this is... More of that.
This is bacon.
Right.
I want the flat, curly kind.
Right. But you're trying your best to just get them to take in as much
Some
calories
protein,
as
right.
possible. Only charging the iPad to 35% to limit the kids' time on it.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I just set the alarm, and when it goes off, you better bring that back to me.
Is she back on it?
I gave her 5 minutes for the first time last night.
Oh, five whole
And it's
minutes.
Because she was being so good.
Mm.
She didn't ask. She wasn't bugging me. I finally said, hey, come in here. Here's 5 minutes. And I gave her the rap. Like, look, this is the start of you and me rebuilding our trust. You're going to bring it right. Yes. Oh, my God. Yes. I'm going to.
And did she?
Yes, she did.
So did the timer go off?
It did. The timer went off. She brought it right back to me, and that's the deal. We're on our way again.
That's nice, Vinny. Good
so
job.
Wonderful.
It actually worked.
Yeah.
Telling them celery will give them superpowers. I haven't tried that one yet.
Oh, yeah. No, all those things. You know, that was why parents loved Popeye so much.
It's spinach.
I'm strong to the finish because I eat me spinach. Popeye the Sailor
So in other words, lie to your kids.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Lie,
cheat.
Lie, lie, lie. Lie, 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 lie.
Bribe.
All the live long day.
Lie, cheat, and bribe.
Yeah. If you don't feel like talking, just say, I don't know. Go ask your dad. I don't know the answer to that. I'm just done talking to you.
You know,
things.
I'm going
to
do a few texts now because on the other side we have a big movie
reviews
and a song.
On, yeah.
But before I do the text, I wanted to mention our good friend Alan from Bananas at Large. Their location has moved.
It has.
Today's
go check
the
it
big
out.
Day,
oh,
so
today's the grand opening.
I believe they're doing like a soft grand opening. They're still working on
getting it all squared away.
But Bananas at Large new location is 1654 2nd Street in San Rafael. So check them out.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for them.
Right before...
I'm excited to check it out.
The busy shopping holiday season.
Yep.
So good for them.
You always find something good at Bananas.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. 95 says, oh my gosh, you guys have geeked out over Game of Thrones for 10 minutes. Rein it in, nerds.
We can't do it.
Yeah,
you
shut
up.
Listening to you guys talk about Game of Thrones is probably what others feel about Big Brother. Move on!
Oh, wow.
Shut up.
Khaleesi and Jon Snow will be king and queen, says 707.
I actually hope that's true, but I tend to doubt it. I think she's going to die in childbirth. She's going to have his baby and croak.
Sheesh.
Because that lady said she was never going to have another baby until the sun set in the east. Remember that?
Who remembers that? No.
What?
Nobody remembers
remember
that.
Remember the lady who cursed her?
No.
Oh, is that the one who killed her husband, too, in the first season?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's a way pullback.
That was 15 years ago.
It wasn't.
That's well, the chick eight. That killed Jason Momoa.
Yeah.
I think Tyrion will die in the last episode after a trial for siding with his family and purposefully thinning Dany's army. I don't even know what any of that meant.
Oh, wow. Well, they say she's going to have three betrayals. One of them was Jorah Mormont. I can't remember what the other one was, but then I think he's going to be the final betrayal.
Is he the guy that loves her?
Jorah, yeah. But he's getting his way back in there. She was like, go and cure yourself.
Yeah.
And then Sam peeled him and cured him. Amazing.
I'm trying to picture that. I don't remember that.
You don't remember? How could you? That was the most graphic thing that ever happened on that graphic show when he was peeling all that crap off the guy.
Yeah.
He peeled the grayscale right off him.
Okay.
Remember that? It was super goopy
goes,
and gross.
Bite on this stick and try not to make too much noise.
I do remember the bite off.
Bite off.
Yeah.
Bite off that
stick. Bite off.
510 says, see, Vinny, eating food can be enjoyable. How you feel about the breakfast sandwich is how some foodies feel all the time. Yeah, except selfish Hooman won't marry the lady that made him.
Yeah, Hooman.
So we can never have him again.
She's married.
Are the kids
selfish.
Eating them out there? Are they eating them?
Oh, dude, they scarfed him down in 2 seconds.
Well, because they're so freaking good.
Your brother, like, literally ate the whole thing in one bite.
Someone wrote in. Aaron, where's Rachel?
Where's Rachel?
Oh, Rachel's birthday was yesterday.
Oh, boy, another Scorpio. A lot of Scorpios in my life.
Wow. 707, Vinny, how did you quit smoking? I quit by trying over and over and over again. That's how I quit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had my own little routine that I did there at the end. What I did was I have a unique job, so I was able to do this. I would finish my morning show, somehow get through that without a ciggy, go home, and then I put on running clothes, and any time I needed or felt the urge to smoke, I just took off running, and I just ran throughout the day.
Run,
in the rain.
Sprints,
Forrest, run.
Whatever, just sprints. Mm-hmm. I'd get the dog, we'd go walk. I'd be away from anything, a car or anything,
mm-hmm.
where I could run out real quick and buy some.
Yeah.
So I came up with ways to avoid it, but in the end, it's just, if
willpower.
You go back to it, you have to try again. Plan another day, mm-hmm. whether it's a month or 3 months later, and try again.
Hard. It's one of the hardest things. But you just have to stop putting those stupid things in your mouth and lighten them. That's what it comes down to. Stop it. Easier said than done.
Have you tried your new jewels yet?
I don't have them yet.
Her.
I'm still on the old ones.
I'm with Uzi on Ashford and Simpson. They wrote a bunch of hits for Diana Ross.
Oh.
Solid as a rock. I'm with Husky on Private Dancer as well.
Yeah.
I'm rocking 80s music all
You're
day.
My private
oh, Shawnee.
Solid as a rock.
Who's that? Was that Shawnee?
That's Shawnee.
Oh, what's up, Shawnee Wani?
You like the Giants, but
That's
you like this crap too?
Got.
Come on, Shawnee. Sheesh.
Astro Solid.
Solid as a rock.
That was
salad
good.
Salad as Iraq.
All right, we're going to break. Okay. We'll come back with some more texts and then the show peaks.
Yeah.
All
right.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.